Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 560 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week is just a little week of catch-up as I close one show and have a week off and then start another show. So we're going to get into that conversation with myself. Again, it's just kind of, I want to give the IDSers a little update about what the heck's been going on. So we're going to get into that update and that conversation just after you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers. So here's what's been going on. I've had a whirlwind time trying to keep the podcast going and doing a show at the same time. It's been crazy busy. I have just closed this past weekend Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov, which was the collaborative production between Verge Theater Company and Belmont University Theater and Dance. I was one of the three guest professional artists in that production. And I want to thank Nettie Kraft, Paul Gertrell, and Dr. James Alshama for allowing me to be involved in this production. I think it meant a lot to me because it's a play that I've done before and that I've kind of near and dear to my heart and is incredibly challenging. And so I loved getting a second crack at the play itself. This time around we did the Sarah Rule adaptation, which was, I think brought a lot more of the humanity of the characters to the Chekhov script versus last version we did, so way back when in grad school. I would have to say that I was overly impressed with the talent of the Belmont students, because Chekhov isn't easy, and those kids, all the way through the cast list, just rocked it out. Created very very convincing and believable and real characters, characters that you sort of couldn't help but fall in love with and pull for in their various stages of struggle. Of course, the actresses that played the three sisters were incredible. And the actor that played Andre was, the family was great, and all the soldiers and everybody else. It was a really good time. I don't want to call out any specific people because I don't want to leave anybody out, but I just want to say thank you to them for hopping right in and getting to work and working on a text that is a difficult text to begin with, and making me feel welcome and reaching out to me and saying, hey, I'm excited to work with you, and this will be a fun time. So I just want to say again to those students that they have a bright future, because if you can crack Chekhov, you can almost act anything in the world. So they did a wonderful job, in my opinion, and they have a bright, bright, bright future. So that being said, again, the design work of the stage manager was excellent. And I know right now she's in the stage where she still, you know, wants to be an actor. I will single her out because I think she really steered a masterful ship through the run. So, Megan, kudos to you. I will single you out. But again, all the crew, Storm, the assistant director, everybody was other Lauren, the assistant stage manager. Again, you know, I can't compliment them enough on just doing everything, the dramaturgy, the costumes, everything else. So again, Belmont needs to be very proud of their students. The students need to be very proud of their work, and I look forward to seeing great things from them in the future. And now, something completely different. So I go from Moscow to a Southern fried funeral, and that's very exciting for me too. I love this place. This is a Dietz Osborne and Nate Epler play. It's just been done at the barn before. I'll be doing it out at Chavin's Barn Dinner Theater again. It'll be my first time with the show, but the show's run out there before, I believe. It's pretty exciting stuff. And like I said, it's a kind of a 180 from the tear rendering Chekhovian drama, but it's going to be fun too. It's going to be a blast to come right in after something so heavy weighted like Chekhov, to come in and do something fun and dastardly, because I think I play the dastard character. And it'll be a different kind of challenge. So I'm really excited getting to work with these folks. Again, cast list that is chock full of barn favorites, chock full of amazing talent here in Nashville. Going down the list, Martha Wilkinson is going to be playing Dorothy Fry. Jenna Pryor is going to be playing Sammy Joe Fry Lafitte. Jenny Norris Light, Harlene Fry. Jairus Maples, who I don't know, but I'm excited to meet, will be playing Dewey Fry Jr. I will be playing Dub Fry. And good buddy Brett Kendrell is playing Atticus Van Leer. Bradley Moore, Beecham Lafitte. Nettie Kraft, get to do another show with Nettie. How exciting is that? Is playing Martha Ann Fox. Lainey Sasser is playing Fairy June Cooper. Charlie Winton, Benny Charles Greenwood, that's his character's name. And the lovable, the irreplaceable, the irascible Joy Tilly Perriman is going to be playing Ozella Meeks. So how can you lose with that cast? It's incredible. I don't want to sound like Donald Trump. It's huge. But it's a really fun cast, and it's going to be a really fun show. And that's going to be out at the barn, and that's running October 26th through November 18th. You can go to ChavinsBarnDinnerTheater.com, get all sorts of wonderful ticket information and that sort of thing. And as we roll closer, I will have an interview with Martha or Bradley or Joy or whoever, and we'll get a little more in depth about the actual show. But I just wanted to take pause, take a breath, breathe in, breathe out, count to 35, and let you guys know, IDSers, dear IDSers, what I've been up to and what I've got coming up and how excited I am and blessed I am to be doing these plays. So thank you for listening to me prattle on here for 7 minutes. But anyway, I'm very excited about what I just have done, and I'm extremely stoked to go from Moscow now to Southern Fried Funeral. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So again, tune in. I'll let you know more when we get closer to time.
If you love The Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that's it, gang. I want to thank you for bearing with me here as I give my little update about what's been happening and how busy I've been. Thankfully, been very busy the last month or so, and it looks like we're going to be busy continuing. So again, ticket information and all that stuff I talk about Southern Fried Funeral, I will talk about it as soon as we get closer to the time. There will, of course, be a link on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings for the IDS via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we'll be up to, but I'm sure it'll be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.